belts. My belts. We are my belts, and we talk about jujitsu. We don't know what we're talking about, but I'm gonna tell you what we're talking about, cause we're the white belts.
White belts.
Welcome to episode 9 of White Belt Radio.
Man, episode 9.
The podcast where white belts talk about jiu-jitsu, but we really don't know what we're talking about.
Have we been doing this for 9 weeks? I feel like we've been doing this for 18 months.
Well, yeah, because we did one, and then we waited 2 months, and then we did another one, then we made it a couple months, and then we got into this rhythm.
Fuck.
When did I jump in? 4?
3.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
Once you jumped in, we got some consistency in our lives.
Yeah.
I think it was just coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing to do with me.
I don't know. Okay, well, I'm Pete. I'm here. Yanni's here.
What's up?
And so is Tony. Cyrus bailed on us once again. But fuck that guy.
He's probably masturbating before training.
Yeah. Yeah, he kept trying to tie it into.
So is Cyrus training yet?
I don't know
the question.
I really don't know.
Well, you go to the same gym with him. You don't know?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, I guess that's a no then.
Every class.
I feel like you're there every class. Are you not?
I'm almost there. No, I haven't seen him. I think he's still working on the toe injury. He's scared to come back.
Oh, God. Toe injuries, man. I feel like both my feet are just broken. I don't even know.
Is your big toes?
Yeah, both of them.
My big toes are always turf-toed up.
You can't even do anything about it, huh?
Yeah, it's just power through.
I just cut those fuckers off. Beforehand.
Yeah, I kind of rolled them out last night with a lacrosse ball, and that weirdly helped.
Yeah.
Because I got some more movement today.
Yeah. What you doing on your phone there, Tony?
I'm LinkedIn stalking people.
Oh, okay. It's no big
deal.
That's
a thing now.
It's no big deal. I mean, just for our 2 listeners, you know.
Sorry.
Is that what we got, 2 listeners?
I don't think so. I'm one of them.
Yes. I'm one, too. I just subscribed on iTunes.
This is fun regardless of even if people are listening to it. Actually.
I saw that we got an explicit rating.
I marked it as such.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought somebody listened.
I thought someone listened. And I was like an Apple, you know. Like.
No, there's a little option for it. I just wanted us to be free and to be able to curse, goddammit.
All right, cool.
That's good.
You guys got any subject matter? I'll just talk about me the whole time. That's cool, too.
I'm down for that.
Why don't you get us started?
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, since the last tournament.
I want to hear about that.
Oh.
Wait, there was another one?
No, just, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
2 weeks ago. So I talked about it briefly last week.
Oh, that's why I missed it.
Yeah, right. But you weren't here. So, I mean, I can go over it. I don't think I talked about it that much, but. So, basically, I went in there and I thought my division was like 9 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost in the first round, so I was like, okay, cool, peace. I guess I'm done now. But then, like, I stuck around and watched my teammates, and then they called me up for 3rd place. I was like, well, excuse
me? Really?
So I tied for 3rd place with somebody, which qualified me for the open division. And then I almost bailed on it. I was like, I don't want to. I already had my acai bowl, and I was chilling, you know? But my teammates are like, dude, you should totally do it. I'm like, fuck. All right, I'll do it. And it actually turned out to be a really cool experience. I won my first one on points and lost my second one to the guy who eventually won it. But the cool experience, not only from actually competing and getting more experience, was watching the finals match. The finals match was goddamn amazing.
Really?
They went at it and just fucking back and forth. And one guy, the guy who beat me, eventually came out on top. But just...
Like by points or submission?
It was points, I think, at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was back and forth. It was
5
really
minutes?
Like it came down to the last minute. Like he got ahead like at the last within the last minute and maintained it. So, but they were fighting till the end. Like there was no give up in either of them. And I was just watching them in awe. I was like, God damn, how do these people like not give up like that and just keep pushing, regardless of how tired they were? When it was done, they both just basically just collapsed. They just like sat in their corner, like they couldn't talk to anybody, and they're just trying to regain their breath. And that was amazing. And the video just ran out because I think the battery's messed up or my storage card. Anyways, and they were just doubled over, and I was just amazed at how I was like, how do people do that? And it's kind of inspired me to train even harder and try to train cardio and the things that really made me anxious in this last one, which include the stand-up, which I talked about briefly in the last one. And since then, I haven't gone. I think I've only gone maybe two classes where I did not train stand up. So every time at sparring time, I grab somebody. I'm like, hey, do you mind training stand up with me so I can like get over this anxiety over it? Because I know techniques, but I never spar it. So I think I've only missed like two times where I didn't spar with somebody standing up, which I think has been beneficial to me, at least getting my feet wet and like getting accustomed to the stand up portion and seeing what works and what doesn't work.
That's cool, man. Yeah, do something like that.
Yeah, and then I've done that, and I've also began interval training a little bit before the tournament, but I've kept consistent with it. I've been jumping on Tony's air bike, which has been hugely helpful for me because it's just, even if it's not making my lungs or whatever, my VO2 max, however the fuck it works, making it better, it's pushing my mind and seeing what my limits actually are and saying like, oh, that's what tired is. You know what I mean? So like when I get into sparring, even on the ground, I'm much more calm. I'm like, no, you're not tired. Like talking to myself, I'm not tired. Like I can keep going. Yeah. Like I'm smooth. I'm relaxed, and I've been actually doing pretty well in sparring. And I've actually gotten several compliments from a couple brown belts who are like, wow, man, you've turned a corner. And I was like, wow, that's
fucking cardio wise or
just in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Because my cardio has allowed me to just think and not think, but just roll without being afraid, you know, of getting gassed out.
Yeah. That is the biggest fear for me.
Yeah, so there's that, but I also do think I've turned a little bit of a mental corner. Like every time I don't perform as well as I want to in a tournament, at least for a couple weeks after that, I change gears. I go to a higher level.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of lights a fire up under my ass, and I think I do better, but it's kind of hard to maintain. So I'm really trying to push to maintain that until the next tournament, which actually is in a couple... No, I got a... about 3 or 4 weeks till the next one. So I got quite a bit of time. I want to keep going and try to maintain this momentum. And I was actually interested in talking to you guys about plateaus and what your how do you guys feel about them? Like, have you guys hit plateaus and then noticed levels up and like, oh, like in the last week I've been doing better or whatever. Like, and talk about what you guys think. Why does that work out like that? Why is there so much stagnant time for a while and then there's like a burst through moment?
Yeah. There's a couple reasons. I think the first one is I'll get real stagnant because I'm really tired and I need a break. Mm-hmm. I think I see that more than anything, more than technique wise, because I'll take a break, I'll take 3 or 4 days off, and then I'll go back in and I'm a fucking Superman.
Yeah,
I feel like it, you know. I feel refreshed, my brain is firing faster,
way better.
Yep. Like rolling way better. I think that's the thing I see the most. But then there's also a technique kind of plateau. And those ones, I mean, I've kind of just learned that those don't last long because you're always learning new techniques and something else is going to click, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we learn so much technique and then everybody kind of picks and chooses what works for them, which is really interesting. So you just kind of have to wait until you go into a class and you learn some technique that's going to stick with you. You know, like I've learned this thing and I went to your gym, Pete, and I rolled with you on some open mat on Sunday and some blue belt kept doing it to me and I could not stop it. And it was this like De La Hiva thing, back take. And I do it to everyone now.
Awesome.
You know, I do it to everyone now, but people are starting to know that's my move, so it's starting to dry up.
Right.
But I mean, that was just something that I wasn't expecting to go in there and have another, you know, something click, but it clicked and I got, you know, past another plateau, which is pretty sweet. So I think those are the two things that I run into is that I'm super tired.
Yeah. Overtraining.
And
that, for me.
Yeah. Overtraining for sure. Because I wake up super early and I interval train and then I go in jiu-jitsu at lunch. And then I go work all fucking day. So I'll burn myself out, you know? And then I just need 5 or 6 days, you know, or 3 or 4 days off to feel refreshed. And the other one is just like technique just comes. Like the technique's the easy part if I can just not burn myself out.
Yeah, my last coach would try, he would always throw subtle hints to me. I didn't catch him until like way too late. But he'd always throw subtle hints to me like, hey, maybe you should take a day off or two. Because, like, he just saw I was just gassed. And, when I would go to class, and I was there, but, like, I wasn't there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I was listening to the technique. I was drilling the technique. But as soon as I walked out of that place, it was like I was too burned out to like actually retain the technique.
Right. That's very intuitive coach to notice that.
Mm-hmm. Like he knew like I was just breaking down. He right. like physically he could see that I was just breaking down, and like mentally you're not going to be you're the same thing. You're not going to be forming memories and stuff.
Right. Know? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I go my coach. Broke it down for us once, and he was super honest about it, and it was cool. It wasn't like train every day, get better, the mats, you know. Yeah. It wasn't some like, you know, mindless like Instagram quote about, you know what I mean,
train every
motivation
day.
Quote it was like there starts to become some serious diminishing returns, you know, if you start to overtrain, you know, you start to get up about 5-6 times a week training.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not equally resting and recovering to manage that kind of workload, then it is diminishing returns, and your jiu-jitsu might get worse.
Right.
You know, he's like, 2 times you're maintaining, between 2 and 5 you're growing, and around 5 or 6 you might even be getting worse and overtraining.
Right.
You know,
and it's not like we're in a position where we can roll light with people. You know, we're at the bottom of the food chain.
No. Yeah.
You know, we can't have a light day. You mm-hmm. know. Sorry.
I think I was hitting 15 during the beginning of the year.
15 times a week?
15 times Holy a week shit. For about 3 months.
I've never done that.
Yeah, I was like, my body was like peak.
But they say that.
Physical, you know, for jiu-jitsu.
Right, that's all you had to do, though. That's yeah. That was your, you didn't have work at the time, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was all I was doing. So, right. I was
so you can do that if that's all you got, yeah.
I would go home, just watch YouTube videos, you know. My jiu-jitsu got better, yeah, but... That's not something you can maintain.
Yeah, that's a huge sprint, and that's not realistic to maintain over time, which is how you improve in jiu-jitsu, is by maintaining over time. Yeah.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's fun if you got some time off. Like, I was off last week, and I trained a bunch of times. I trained, like, 4 times, which isn't that much compared to other kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, kids in my gym that go, like, 30 days in a row.
Yeah, it like, fucks I'll up my have, standards. Like, a competition. It's fucked up my standards now. Like, I'll go like 2-3 times a week, and I'm just like, man, I'm a piece of shit.
But I felt good at 4 times. I was like, that's a pretty good week.
And right. My new gym is only 1 hour in the morning too, which is, I never have had a class that's just 1 hour long
with technique and sparring.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know if we're rushing it or what, but
mine are 1 hour.
Yeah, I've never had 1 hour. I've had 1.5 to 2 hours.
It's perfect. It's like 35 minutes of drilling. And then you roll for like 25 minutes.
I can get that, and I understand doing
it
that.
It works.
In the morning,
I can tell you it works.
Get in and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting, because I've actually like I was of the same mindset for a while. Like, you can't do too much, but you know, maybe it's just recently, because it's only been the past couple of weeks where I've been doing this. But I've actually been doing more. I've been doing a lot of 2-a-days. You just fart?
No. No.
All right. Are you sure?
No.
It's okay if you did.
No.
This is deja vu.
I've been doing like a lot of 2-a-days. Like, there hasn't been many days where I haven't done anything. Like, I've done lifting in the morning, training at night, or something. And I've been actually, I do give myself like maybe, I mean, I take it lighter on some days, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's increased my overall capacity, I think. Like, I can train more days in a row consistently, and I do think that has to do with the lifting. Maybe it's just the lifting.
No, I think you're right. I mean, we definitely have like a capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we underestimate how hard we can work, for sure.
Right.
But again, you know, there are repercussions for training. You got to rest, and you got to stretch, limits, and you got to,
I was really good with recovery. That was the only way I was able to maintain it at all, I think,
right.
Is that I was rolling out 2-3 times a day,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, that works for me. Yeah. Plus, you know, just ice.
Ice and naps and stuff.
Ibuprofen,
like that.
Nap. I would not have to nap every day. Yeah.
Like those guys who go to the Olympics, like those lifters who go power lifters or Olympic lifters,
mm-hmm.
they don't do shit other than lift all day.
Right.
They lift, and then they'll like go in the sauna and sleep.
Yeah, I was fucking tired.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard, and you have to manage other shit. Like, we're all managing work, which
is so amazing when you hear about somebody who actually has another job, like Stipe mm-hmm. Miocic. He's a firefighter, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he's a UFC champion.
Yeah.
And like Ronnie, what is it? Coleman. Ronnie Coleman?
What is he?
He was a police officer when he was...
I seen the video of him, that stupid ass in the police uniform, but he's enormous.
Huge.
Yeah.
He was huge.
He's huge. His
uniform didn't fit. He couldn't chase anybody. He has zero cardio.
I'm going to pull that video.
But if he got a hold of you, he should rip you in two, like the Incredible Hulk. I love that guy.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the guy, the boxer who always yells champ?
Let's go, champ!
Yeah.
It's... I know this.
I see that shit everywhere.
Shannon Briggs.
Yeah, he just like went and started a fight with some guy in a restaurant.
It He's been having really, a hard run.
Oh, I've
really
seen that.
Hilarious.
It was another boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he did that to Klitschko a while ago.
Oh, that was a while ago?
With the food?
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like last week.
Like a couple water years ago. His head and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I eat where you eat, champ.
Yes.
I eat your food, champ. Yeah, yeah. It was like a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to troll him, trying to get a fight with him.
That's funny. Did it work?
I don't think he ever fought him. But he had this, he had a, I'm not too familiar with boxing, but he had a I think a championship, a title fight scheduled, but then he got flagged for some kind of PED or something like that. But there's talk that it might not be a legit flagging or something. I don't know. I didn't see how it played out. We're watching the
Ronnie Coleman trying
Ronnie
to police.
Coleman in the locker room.
Yeah, is this the guy that broke his spine? Fucking
yes.
Yeah.
Is he
putting on? He's fine.
Putting on his bulletproof. He's enormous.
Yeah. Did they
Holy
make that custom
shit.
For him? They must have made that custom
oh
for him, right?
Oh, my God.
Damn, I haven't
And he
seen
just
this.
Sweats all the time.
Like, they just sewed seven police God. Uniforms
that
together.
That HGH guy, it's disgusting,
He's
dude.
He's amazingly big. Lightweight! Look at him.
Any back squat.
Can you imagine if he got a hold of you and you were, like, stealing a TV or something like that?
He's probably just eating all day.
He is. He's
like
eating
Kool-Aid,
the car and stuff.
Sugar, yeah. Whatever fucking bullshit he can get his hands on. He's eating.
He does. He did cardio in the morning, just like inclined, like walking on a treadmill for like 45 minutes. Yeah, he can't run. He can't run. Look at the size of him.
He had to take it real slow because he might have a fucking heart attack.
Like, maybe right, he could run. Walk. I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Probably
I don't think
real
so.
Thin line.
They didn't have CrossFit back then.
Yeah.
He got this. He like got his like sergeant
this is
or
like,
something. He's
this
tiny.
Is like comedy, like it's the episode
oh
of The Office.
Oh my God, he's bigger than the desk. He's wearing
does
shorts.
Seem like a parody, huh?
Oh my God. Oh jeez. Look, he's got his legs sprawled out.
Stupid.
Oh my God. It's hot in there. He's probably just constantly anabolic. His body's just constantly using resources.
He's just
to
constantly
build muscle.
Sweating because of all that.
Oh. Yeah, he's just in this squad car eating. He's got a Tupperware full.
Damn, he was really a cop. Like, it was not a joke. You think they were like, hey, can you stop this shit?
This like, is probably riveting.
You have a job to do.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll cut this out.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, getting back to...
Holy shit.
Sometimes I find, getting back to the leveling up and the plateaus... My plateaus are usually broken by an attitude switch. Like something snaps in me and I change. Like I had a bad experience at the tournament. Not bad experience, but I didn't do as well as I wanted to in the tournament. And then I'm like, fuck, I can do better than this.
Yeah.
You know, and I turn it up to another level. But it's really hard to maintain that. But then I wonder, like, do I just achieve a higher level for a temporary period of time, then I sink back down to that plateau?
I think you're pushing the bar.
I push the bar higher,
it's all
but
relative,
I don't maintain
yeah.
that bar higher.
But I don't think you come down lower than you were.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a...
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. Like let's say you peak
can
at
you
number
explain
five.
What did I just do
five.
So we can explain it to him?
Let's say I'm hanging out at
a wave.
Three. What are you doing with your hand?
You get what I'm saying?
You're doing
like,
voodoo?
Like a wave.
You're doing voodoo over there?
But it goes up.
You a voodoo child?
You know what's the mathematical term for that?
Sinusoidal.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, no, that's actually doesn't increase. What it's sinusoidal. It goes up and down.
I'm talking about going up.
Peaks and valleys, baby.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's say I'm hanging out at a three, and then I break through to a five. I don't fall back down to a three.
You're
I hang out at a four.
Three and a half, four.
Yeah, so whatever
yeah.
it is. Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I think that's probably it.
How many fucking chicken breasts is he eating, dude?
Please turn it off. I can't stop looking at it.
Chicken breasts. I got
They're all
off.
Fried. He's eating chicken fingers.
I gotta turn this off. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Is that olive oil? This
I
motherfucker is out of his mind.
No, it's like chocolate.
He's putting chocolate on it.
It's probably barbecue sauce.
Hershey's, that Hershey stuff we used to make chocolate milk with.
It kind of looks fun to be a bodybuilder. I gotta admit. Cause it's fun
cool
to lift weights.
All the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. He just wasted all his barbecue sauce, so he got another one, and he's just gonna put more on.
It kind of looks fun. You get to eat a lot of food. You got to lift heavy weights. You probably hurt a lot.
KC Masterpiece.
Oh, I think I heard a statistic. The majority of these bodybuilders are addicted to opiates.
Probably. Yeah. You get to take steroids.
You've been hinting a lot that you want to take steroids. That's a one way you can blow past your plateau if you
want. It seems like a fun thing to do. I just want to go in there and
it'd be cool, man. You can take steroids.
I want to go in there like Captain America and just like beat up black belts all of a sudden.
You just come in hella ripped one day and vascular.
I literally fly through like Superman.
Have you guys rolled with anybody?
Hey guys!
Open the door the wrong way.
I pull the door off the hinges.
Yes. It says push.
That was fun.
You just pull it right off the fucking
your car door.
Are we watching the same clip again?
No, it's different.
Oh, this is the end of the day when he takes off his vest.
Yeah.
They just filmed him putting on the vest and then taking off the vest. Okay, here we go.
That is yucky.
He's taking off his shirt. Oh my God.
That's a joke.
Oh my God. Look at the size of him. Oh, Jesus. Can you imagine being that large?
Be disgusting. You can't even wipe your ass, dude.
Probably not.
I noticed, too, back to what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
My coach disappears for like a week and a half at a time.
Right.
Really?
But he's there all day, every day, because he's a coach.
Yeah.
But he takes breaks. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that he takes breaks all the time.
Right. You mean like not he's not rolling or
he's not in the gym.
And stuff,
he goes on
right?
vacation. He's like, I'm out of here. Like he takes like I feel like, I don't know. He's like a really healthy jiu-jitsu athlete,
mm-hmm.
you know, like not a big dude. Brown belt knows the back door to everything. You know what I mean? Never uses muscle. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But like takes breaks all the time. And like, he's dope. I kind of want to model myself after that, you know,
right.
like not take it so seriously. We have to train all the time. Cause I feel like, taking a week off or taking 2 weeks off even might help sometimes. Might right. clean, wash your brain.
It's cool how you find like mentors in the gym. You're like, I kind of want to be like that guy.
Yeah.
I want a brown belt.
I want to be just
and then
like
you kind of mix them up. You're like, I kind of want to be a little bit of that guy, a little bit of that guy, a little bit of that guy.
No, you know what's funny? He's been coaching me for almost 2 years now, and I do things like him. Like I totally like
am
seeing my mannerisms are starting to become like his. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a big guy. He's not a big guy.
Jiu-jitsu mannerisms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some things that I'll do, like I'm like, I totally got that from him.
Right.
You know? And like all, like even when I'm kidding around or something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've just picked it up because I've been watching him do his thing for 2 years and, you know what I mean? I've been a sponge for 2 years.
Right.
And I've soaked up a bunch of like his mannerisms and stuff, which is pretty cool.
And there is definitely something to that. You're kind of like the sum total of all the influences in your jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. There's just been a lot of that. With everybody. I mean, if we were to have a camera on us for the last, you know, every role we've had, we'd probably be able to pick and choose what we've...
I learned that from this guy.
Yeah, I learned this from that guy. Yeah. It's a cool... Like, become a Frankenstein monster.
And I like to tell people, like, oh, when they tell me, like, oh, I like that whatever back take that you did. I'm like, oh, I learned it from this guy. Oh, I like that neon... Oh, I learned it from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to spread it around. Like, if you want to do it, this is where I learned it from, you know?
That's sick.
Yeah, and there's this compilation of different styles.
Because I never once
thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because you're literally, they're like,
you are a Frank, yeah,
especially
you're a
nowadays where it's not like a Gracie like curriculum where it's like you have to learn this, this, and this, and this, and this. Everybody's teaching what they're best at. You know what I mean? Like you'll get a lot of guard from one teacher and you'll get a lot of top pressure from another teacher. You get a lot of, I don't know, Baron Bolo from another teacher.
Yeah.
So you're melding all these different styles into your style and picking up what works and what doesn't work because they're literally teaching you those techniques.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
does that
make
sense?
Totally. It totally makes sense. But it's funny because I asked him, I want to say a couple weeks ago, he was like, hey, what do you guys want to learn today? And I said, hey, will you teach us, you know, anaconda choke and darce choke? And he's like, nah, I don't do that shit. So we didn't learn it. Like, I've literally learned from this guy based on what he does.
Right, exactly.
For 2 years. And it was never more apparent when he was like, fuck that, I don't do it.
I have never been taught either of those.
Me neither. What's up with that?
I know some basic stuff.
The only stuff I know, you showed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the anaconda that I learned was from my first coach, and he moved, so I didn't really get to have... too much more experience with that, and he was a dope coach. I'm really kind of if I ever make it out to where he's at right now, I'm definitely gonna go train with him.
Yeah, you know what, I think I have done it once, but it was a seminar,
right?
Yeah, a Brazilian from like Brazil came to our gym. I think he was like the head honcho,
right?
And, I mean,
yeah, I mean they're basically like a I guess you'd call it like an inverted rear naked choke kind of deal.
Yeah. I feel like there's this white belt and he keeps catching me in him and he's fucking good.
Right.
It's starting to piss me off.
The bigger guys like to do it on me. The bigger guys, they just like...
Do you turtle up a lot?
Nope. No.
Half guard?
Half, yeah, I'll pull half.
Darce happens in half a lot. Yeah. Gotta watch out for it.
It does?
Yeah.
See, what?
And then, yeah. I mean, that's at least...
I mean, I'm a guard player, but if it's like, if they're passing, I'll catch a half guard and sit there for a while. Mm-hmm. I like to experiment with half.
Yeah, if they're bringing your head in, you gotta watch. I'll show you later. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, like every teacher that you have, it's just like anything else. Like if you're into carpentry, like I'm sure there's different styles of carpentry. Like, this is a bad analogy to choose because I don't know anything about carpentry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting. Yeah,
I want to make something.
If one guy's good at making tables.
Some guys are good with oak and other guys.
Yeah. You know. But the other guy's like, no, I don't fuck with oak. He's like, I only fuck with cherry. You know what I mean? So you learn different things from different people. You know?
Cherries?
And then you put it all together into your style. Like each guy's giving you a different tool. Like, yo, here's a hammer. This is what I like to do with the hammer. Oh, this is what I like to do with the hammer. You can also use this hammer for this. Oh, this is what I like to do with a screwdriver. Here's a screwdriver. And you give you different dual tools in your tool belt. And then sometimes you use them in conjunction with each other. Yeah, you know what I mean? Tony's left us and looks like he's gone to the bathroom, we'll say.
I wonder if any of these skill sets can be could you think about carpentry like we think about jiu-jitsu?
Absolutely.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
You think 100%. Anybody does it?
What?
Like as intensely? Oh,
absolutely, 100%. Yes. Oh, not even a question.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Like there, you could like all of life is in carpentry.
No, no, know? No.
So I'll say that about jiu-jitsu. Like jiu-jitsu's life. Like.
No, before I even got into jiu-jitsu, Rogan turned me on to the Book of Five Rings, and that thing is dope because what he says in there,
he's talking Musashi.
That's Musashi. Miyamoto.
You're
Musashi.
Talking about him in the gym today, you motherfucker. Yeah. Get out of my head, dude.
No, but he talks about the book's kind of weird because it's just talking about like sword play. I'm like, yo, I don't fight people with swords.
Yeah, it's about like cutting people.
I don't know what to do with this information. But what's cool about it is how he breaks it down into, okay, if he stands like this, you got to stand like this. If he stands like that, you got to stand like that. And if you're this close to him, sword's no good. You got to use a dagger. If he's this far away from you, sword's no good. You got to use a long thing. And then he's breaking it down into all these different steps, just like you would, like Salo Hibero breaks down into Jiu-Jitsu University. But then he goes on to say, like, once you understand the way, you see it in all things. So yeah. Once you learn how to become a dope swordsman, you use that ability to become a dope calligraphy person or whatever you call those people. Or you learn it to become a carpenter. And he actually makes analogies with carpentry, like a good carpenter will like bring up his workers, like, okay, the white belt worker, let's say, like he can't do like the finer work, so he'll just like move things from here to there.
Yeah,
he'll work them through the progression of carpentry based on their skill level so they can learn it accordingly. And he makes that analogy with carpentry and sword fighting.
Sick.
So you can do it with anything, but
sounds
the cool
dry
thing,
at first,
but yeah, the cool thing about jiu-jitsu is that you get all those benefits of delving deep into something. And you get to learn how to choke people out.
Yeah.
You know? He's got a book out. What you got?
I was hoping he'd pull this out.
We talked a little. I talked a little last week about this book, Stealing Fire, that talks about flow states and like getting into like peak performance states.
Before you get into that, I put it on my like Amazon wish list. Is this talk about breathing methods also?
Everything.
It does talk about breathing methods.
Any way you can psychedelic. It talks about microdosing psychedelics. It talks about everything.
Okay.
Which is basically what I'm going to read right now. And it's basically exactly what you guys are saying. So this has nothing to do with, these guys are not jiu-jitsu athletes. These guys are nothing. This is just, like you said, the way. It's just a book about finding the way to be good at something.
Right.
So let me just read this little excerpt that's basically they're just going into a study, and I don't care to read where the study is, but it's a Harvard psychologist, and he did some study. And I'll just read a little part here, okay? It says, Keegan found that the further you go up the pyramid, and this is like the pyramid of self-development, listen, the fewer people make it to the next stage. The move from self-authoring to self-transforming, for example, fewer than 5% of us ever make that jump, which totally fucking transcends to jiu-jitsu too. Like the higher you go up in belts, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't do it at all.
I'm sorry for laughing.
No, wait. It gets good.
The sift.
Yeah. But in all the developmental research buried in the footnotes about these self-transcending five percenters lay a curious fact. One sec. A disproportionate number of them have dabbled in ecstasis, which is flow states, often beginning with psychedelics, and after that making meditation, martial arts, and other shape state-shifting practices a central part of their lives. Motherfucker, that is exactly what I have done
Holy shit.
5 years of my life. Dabble in psychedelics, martial arts, and meditation. I mean, that's fucking it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
So how closely does that...
That's hilarious.
...match with what the fuck we were just talking about?
One of my favorite teachers is into all that shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all do this stuff, and it's just like, it's the same, whether it's martial arts or whether it's fucking eating mushrooms or whatever. It fits perfect. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry. I can't hold it together.
Wow,
because I watched something from the Fist Foot Way. I just watched it today.
My best friend has decided to pay us a little visit.
This is an excerpt from the Fist Foot Way, by the way. Do yourself a favor and watch it.
And we both trained under Mr. Powers. I want you all to give him the utmost respect.
5%.
Listen to everything he has to say.
This is what made me think of it.
Y'all might learn something. Everyone, let's give it up for Mr. Mike McAllister.
I love how there's an American flag just in that.
Yeah.
Five percent. Of all people who start Taekwondo actually make it.
Motherfucker, you're connecting the dots right now.
1%. 1%.
Wait.
Become fourth degree black belts. Mr. Simmons is a fourth degree black belt. I'm a fifth degree. But I don't believe in belts.
This is 5%.
He makes a huge deal about it. It's all 5%. But I don't care about belts anyways. I'm sorry for taking us, derailing us with
perfect.
That. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Kute.
Kute. Kute.
Kute.
CJ. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, you're absolutely right. Once you see the way, you find it on all things.
That's it.
And it's actually kind of cool to uncover that because then, like anything else I try now, I know I can do it. It's just a matter of like just doing it and being consistent with it, you know?
Yeah, like, and I got to pick and choose because now I get how much energy it takes to be good at something.
Yeah. But
so now I got to pick and choose. Like, nah, fuck
that. Like the 10,000
like, I've never been
rule.
Snowboarding. Yeah. And you people are like, why haven't you been snowboarding? I'm like, fuck you, man. Yeah. I do so much shit. Like, I can't do everything.
Yeah.
You have to limit your hobbies so that you can actually be good at something and not just do a bunch of shit.
Right. But
badly.
I'm trying to say that it demystifies it in a way. It's like, well, yeah, the reason why he's so good at snowboarding is because he snowboards.
Yeah.
He does it regularly.
Yeah.
The reason why he's so good at kickboxing is because he kickboxes. You do it regularly and you eventually get good. You just got to keep at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was such a... They always told me that as a kid, but like I never really internalized it until a couple of years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did I just totally suck the air out of the room?
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm just wondering with the 10,000 hour rule. You know the 10,000 hour rule, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering like where I would be on that spectrum right now.
I did the calculation. It's very discouraging.
Yeah,
let me do that right now. 100. I'm super
so
curious.
Let me just run this calculation real quick. Let's say that you train, let's say, 3 days a week. Okay. No, let's be generous. Let's say you train 5 days a week.
No,
right?
I'm going to say three.
Let's say three just because...
No. You want to be generous.
Okay.
All right, let's say five times a week.
It's that bad.
An hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
A week. A training session.
No, an hour.
An hour and a half.
Does that include changing in and out of my gi?
Let's say an hour and a half times five times a week. That's 7.5 hours a week, right? Times 55 weeks in a year. That's 412. Hours a year.
That's assuming you have no vacation.
And that's assuming that you're hitting each one of those five training sessions, right? So how long is that going to take to get 10,000 hours? So we'll say 400, 10,000 divided by 400. That's
60
25 years.
Years.
What?
I meant 3 days a week.
Did I say 450? Hold on. 10,000 divided by 400,
well,
25 years.
Right.
Yeah, I did it at 3 hours a week. So 3 hours a week times 55, right?
54.
54? Well, that's even worse.
I said 55, didn't I? I did 55.
I don't know.
Isn't 55 weeks in a year? I thought that was the number.
I think it's 55, right? Let's say it's 85.
Still.
All right. So 30 that's 162.
Years. 52 to like 55.
That's 162 hours a year. So if we take.
So there has. I do think that there is some. Talk about the 10,000 hours.
61 exactly. years.
Yeah. The 10,000 hours exactly is not like the key. It's
it,
not.
I think it's 10,000 hours of thinking about it too.
Yeah. It's 10,000 hours to mastery, we're saying. Not to just be good, to master.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. You know,
we rationalize the fuck out of that.
But yeah, it's highly discouraging.
Yeah. Fuck that rule.
Yeah. Don't think of the 26.2. miles in a marathon. Think of just the
What's
podcast.
The one Tim Ferriss rule,
the 80-20 rule.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. I like that rule.
That seems more manageable.
What is that?
Yeah,
rule?
Right. It's just like, yeah, you can get pretty good.
What's that rule?
He's like, real quick.
Yeah. He says 80% of your gains come from 20% of your efforts. So he kind of lives in that space, the minimal effective dose. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Sorry, dude. I just fucking zoned out. Say,
say that one more time.
Yeah, sorry.
80% of the benefits come from 20% of the work. So he'll do things like, so his big thing is he runs a bunch of companies and he had a bunch of clients and some of the clients, well, majority of the clients were giving him a lot of headaches. So he did the crunch the numbers and found that about 80% of his profits were coming from 20% of his clients. So he cut out the rest of the 80%. And had a bunch more time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. There's that. That's a corporate rule too. Like 20% of the corporation.
No, seriously, that's ringing a bell. I just I deleted everything because I just started a new job.
It was really hard to read through his book, The 4-Hour Work Week.
Or 20%.
It's written like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it doesn't make sense. The chapters are fucked.
And I feel like I was way too primitive in my, like it's for, like people who own startups already.
Yeah.
You know what? I screwed up that rule. It was 80% of the parking.
I don't care what he says. Of that building. Wait, 80% of the parking?
All right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so we'll be masters in at least 25 years.
61.
If we train 5 days a week.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Yeah?
How old will I be?
That's what, yeah.
Be 50.
Isn't it discouraging? Like,
oh, shit. 80 years old. Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to be like a stud. Like, I'm going to be 30 with black belt. Nah, bro. I'm going to be black belt at 40 probably.
Gray
if I'm lucky.
And retired.
Yeah. Fuck it. I don't care about belts. 5% of people who start taekwondo ever get their black belts.
I'm just saying, dude. Even the Harvard study talks about martial arts. Okay, if I do if I do 9 hours a week, I'll get there in 20 years.
You could do that.
I could do that.
You can do snake moves in your garage. You can do snake moves at
I'll
work.
I have to cut out some shit from my life.
Like snake moves count, baby. That's part
I'll
of it.
To divorce my wife.
Yeah.
Fucking take my dog.
I feel like
to
we can. might be able to trim that down to 15 years.
Yeah. I'll take my dog to the pound and fucking.
Just let her be free.
Just write a letter to my family saying goodbye forever.
Yeah, you go to the mountains. Eat rice.
Two mats and a backpack to the mountains.
You're not going
to
train with anybody?
No.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to devote your entire life to it, and then maybe in 10 years you'll get mastery. Anyways, looks like we've squeezed this lemon dry.
Yeah.
This concludes episode 9 of White Belt Radio. Goodbye, everybody.
You just sound hella tired.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Peace.
Peace.